Hi, welcome back. Last time we talked about how modern sociology developed, and today we're going to talk about things like Verstehen and other German concepts that came in reaction. So anyway, what is sociology? And again, remember, it's the study of human social life. And we read in Acts 17, "For in him we live and move and have our being." Now, last time we talked about the modern sociology, it did not include things like Verstehen. Instead, it was things that were very rational, things that could be provable by science. But there was a reaction, and the reaction came from the postmodern thinkers like Nietzsche and Kierkegaard and Max Weber. And Verstehen itself was actually created by sociologist Max Weber. He said, "The goal of Verstehen is less to predict human behavior than it is to understand behavior. Outside observers of a culture relate to an indigenous people on both the observer's and the observed own terms in order to comprehend the cultural conditions while arriving at a Verstehen-like understanding of culture employs systematic methodology like the positivist approach in predicting human behavior. It's often more of a subjective process." So what started to happen was this concept where, you know, you could understand the science of sociology, but Verstehen said, "Hey, look, what about the human side? What about the interpreter? What if we could look at the science and even learn things from the positivist, even learn things from the evolutionist," Max Weber said, "but we could also start interpreting how we feel about it, how we think about it." Now, in many ways, it's like a pivot. And in many ways, it's very helpful because we can learn from science, but we can also bring this human interpretation and look at what would someone understand in their own culture. Now, the problem with this postmodern reaction are a couple of key issues. So, let me review. The term is closely associated with the work of German sociologist Max Weber, whose anti-positivism established an alternative prior sociological positivism and economic determinism rooted in the analysis of social action. Weber advocated democracy as a means for selecting strong leaders. He viewed democracy as a form of charismatic leadership where the demagogue imposes his will on the masses. For this reason, the European left is often critical of Weber, albeit unwittingly preparing the intellectual groundwork for the leadership position of Adolf Hitler. Now, what is being said there is this. Okay, so here comes the science-driven sociology that positivism creates, very rational and very objective. Here comes Max Weber, who starts talking about meaning and using positivistic scientific approaches, starts applying them, and Max Weber is very nationalistic German. Now, Max Weber was not anti-Semitic. He was not against the Jewish people or race, but he laid a foundation where you could start pivoting in different directions in sociology. And in many ways, herein lies the danger of sociology. We can observe things in the natural sciences. We can observe things through the scientific method. But if you go too far in playing games with that, you can start using metaphors from science to create all kinds of things. In other words, the truth that sociology needs a compass was starting to develop. That there was truth on both sides. There was subjective truth, so to speak, that is human reactive truth, but there was also scientific facts and reality. It's the debate between, is it nature, is it nurture? On the nature side, you can see how science could observe so many things in cell DNA, apart from even evolution and things like that. But on the other hand, there's the nurture side. So sociology is now vacillating between two poles. Now, Verstehen, if you look at it deeper, the goal is to identify human actions and interpret them as observable events leading us to believe that it not only provides for good explanation for individual actions, but also for group interactions. The meaning attached needs to include constraints and limitations and analyze the motivation for action. Weber believed that this gives the sociologist an advantage over natural science scientists because we can accomplish something which is never attainable in the natural sciences, namely the subjective understanding of the action of the component individuals. Now, that's a lot of words that basically are saying is that science is not enough. There's a human side, and through the influence of Søren Kierkegaard and Nietzsche, what started happening was a new postmodern sociology was taking shape. More subjective. Verstehen roughly translates to meaningful understanding or putting yourself in the shoes of others to see things from their perspective. And then what happens then, a interpretive sociology differs from a positivist sociology in three ways. The interpretive sociology deals with the meaning attached to behavior, unlike positivist sociology, which focuses on action. Interpretive sociology sees reality as being constrained by people, unlike positive sociology, which sees an objective reality out there. Interpretive sociology relies on qualitative data, unlike positive sociology, which tends to make use of objective data. So you see now a vacillation, the pendulum is swinging from the science-derived objective observations of societies to now a people-centered of the feelings of individuals, the political agendas of nations. All of these things start becoming part of the sociology in how it functions in society. So terms like quantitative sociology tacks more in the area of the modernist. Quantitative sociology is generally a numerical approach to understanding human behavior. Surveys with large number of participants are aggregated into data sets and analyzed using statistics, allowing research to discern patterns in human behaviors. But then there's qualitative sociology. Generally opts for depth over breadth. The qualitative approach uses in-depth interviews, focus groups, analysis of content sources, books, magazines, journals, TV shows, as the data source. These sources are then analyzed systematically to discern patterns and to arrive at a better understanding of human behavior. Notice, though, what's happening now is while we are being helped by the science of sociology, it becomes clear that there is sort of a sloppy understanding of sociology. Is it objective? Is it subjective? Is it just facts or is it an interpretation of facts? And again, we're reminded of our Christian world and life view that who is our Lord and Savior? Where is our compass? Is our compass the Word of God? We can do our qualitative and quantitative sociology, and we can learn so much about the human experience. But at the end of the day, we can take this sociology being very dangerous. Adolf Hitler took this framework, and in his book Mein Kampf, discussed how the Jews were parasites. I'm actually going to do in this class a feature on how Adolf Hitler used sociology to convince the German people that they should exterminate the Jews and the Jews were responsible for World War I. Again, when we learn all of these things, we have to be very humble and have to ask, who is our guide? Is it God, the Lord Jesus, is it God's word? So the glasses of Western culture see often things through the eyes of sociology. Although sociology emerged from Comte's view of discipline that would subsume all other areas of scientific inquiry, that was not to be the future of sociology. Far from replacing other sciences, sociology has taken its place as a particular perspective for investigating human life. So, there are comprehensive topics that are now looked at in sociology. In the past, sociological researchers focused on the organization of complex industrial society and their influence on individuals. Today, sociology has morphed. Sociologists study a broad range of topics. For instance, some sociologists research microstructures that organize society, such as race or ethnicity, social class, gender, institutions such as the family. Other sociologists study social processes that represent the breakdown of microstructures, including deviance, crime, and divorce. Additionally, some sociologists study microprocesses such as interpersonal interactions and the socialization of individuals. You know, as I think about it, I am just aware that sociology is a topic that's relevant for Christian leaders, relevant for leaders in our society. And we have to, when we study this, be very careful about our worldview. Because in the end of the day, we seek to glorify God with our knowledge, with sociology, understanding now its seed, where does sociology come from, how has sociology developed. And as we go through this class, we're going to watch those strands, those different human philosophy strands that go through. But we're going to learn from some of the techniques that will benefit us. When we read a newspaper, it's really sociology that's applied by journalists that analyze political forces. When we go on the internet and look at different resources, there's so much sociology going on there. But we're going to learn in this class how to have discerning sociology, benefiting from some of the tools, while not adopting a worldview that does not enthrone Christ as the Lord and God of all. So welcome to this class. Here was the introduction, and let's dig right in.